everybody. Wendy Sellers here, the HR lady. I want to talk to you today about resolving workplace conflict. I know it's a big topic, but it is also a very big issue because when you put two humans in a room, I don't care if they're related, if they like each other a lot, or if they don't, there's bound to be some conflict. But conflict doesn't have to be a bad thing. Conflict has changed the world. You, though, as a manager or in human resources, need to learn how to deal with conflict. So I want to give you five steps, on how to resolve healthy conflict or even unhealthy and unproductive conflict. Number one, identify the source of the conflict. It's important to understand what is causing the conflict in order to address it effectively. It could just be something as simple as a deadline needs to move, or there's one deadline and there needs to be two, one for that team and one for the end team. So identify the source of the conflict. Number two, communicate. Shocker, right? Communicate openly, communicate honestly. Be upfront about your feelings, your concerns, and then listen actively to the other person's perspective, to their feelings and their concern. Avoid making assumptions or jumping to conclusions, even though we like to do that. Remember that if you expect employees to resolve conflict themselves, then you need to train them on communication, listening, conflict skills, and even personality styles, which I can help with. Number three, seek outside help or mediation when necessary. If you're unable to resolve the conflict on your own, consider seeking the assistance of an HR representative, or if you are the HR representative, maybe an external mediator. It'll be cheaper than a lawyer, I promise you. Number four, find common ground. Look for areas of agreement and try to find a solution that works for both parties. It's not always going to be that way, but if you're always trying to find a solution that works for both parties, most of the time, they will be more likely to come to you to say, okay, we need help. And five, very, very important, follow up and review. After the conflict has been resolved, don't just cross it off and go on with your life. Make sure you check in with the other person or the other people that were involved in the conflict. Ensure that the resolution is working out and there's no lingering issues. Remember, it's important to approach conflict resolution in a calm and respectful manner. Avoid getting defensive, avoid being aggressive. Try to focus on finding a solution that works for everyone involved. Not always going to happen, but try your best. If you need help with training managers or employees on this topic, let me know. Wendy Sellers, the HR lady.